Good morning, everyone. This blustery fall day, it says. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's responsorial psalm, we hear that the Lord gives sight to the blind. He loves the just and protects strangers. He sustains the widow and the orphan. And certainly in the first reading from the first book of Kings, we have an illustration of God's kindness to a widow, who, along with her son, was kept alive by a miracle of the prophet Elijah, the jar of flour and jug of oil, which did not go empty for a whole year. Well, I'm sure the prophet Elijah would be most welcome in our St. Vincent de Paul soup kitchen and food pantry. But there is also a deeper miracle going on here than simply the replenishment of kitchen supplies. It is a miracle of faith. Elijah was a prophet of the Lord, and part of what it means to be a prophet is to speak the truth of God's word in the world. And what was the first thing Elijah said to the widow of Zarephath? Do not be afraid. That is, have faith. Trust in the Lord, the God of Israel. Even though the widow of Zarephath was not a Jew but a Phoenician, she believed in the words of the Lord and did what Elijah told her to do. And I think we can see a similar act of faith taking place in the gospel. Jesus remarks on the poor widow who put her two small coins in the treasury and contrasts her to the rich people who put in large amounts of money. Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she from her poverty has contributed all she had. Of course, those of us who are engaged as part of our profession in fundraising for the church or for schools or other charities or institutions know that it is very desirable to have big contributors. They not only make fundraising a lot easier, but frankly, they also make up for the vast majority of people who don't give anything at all. But except in very rare cases, they're giving from their surplus funds. When wealthy benefactors give millions or even billions of dollars to a charity, that gift is not going to affect their lifestyle at all. Now, I don't mean to suggest that God is displeased with such gifts. He knows how weak and selfish we as human beings are, and that any act of generosity is an effort for most of us. And that is why in our Judeo-Christian tradition, the standard of charitable giving is the tithe, or 10% of our income. That may sound relatively modest, but when you calculate fixed expenses for taxes, food and housing, utilities, education, clothing, it adds up pretty fast. So that to consistently donate 10% of your income to charity represents a real commitment to social justice. And in fact, few Christians and even fewer Catholics even approach giving 10% of their income to the church or other charities. But God also knows what's in our hearts. He knows that those who love him want to show their love through generous gifts of time, of money, of labor, and of prayer. Mother Teresa used to say that we should give till it hurts. It's not that God needs our generosity, but we need to be generous. We need to be generous to show our faith, to make that faith come alive and inspire faith in others. Above all, we need to be generous in praise and thanksgiving, in response to God's generosity to us. And by being generous as he is generous, we shall begin to live and to share in his divine life of eternal happiness, the life of total self-giving and the total receiving of that infinitely precious gift of love, which will never end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of